Today's staff is Krita Yubet. We're going to start at Yud Aleph, Amabet. Okay, let's just review what we saw yesterday. So we started with this Mishnah where two people say, it starts with the line, Amrulo achal techelev mevi chatat. We said yesterday that there was a bit of a problem with what this Amrulo is. Is it two people? Is it one person? If we say it's two people, what was the problem? I charted this out on the sheets, you could see. If we say it's two people, and then the question is, if you can see from the chart that what's missing here, right, what he responds to. There's no other response. In all the cases, there's a response. Either one aide says this and the other aide says that, or one aide says he did it and he claims he didn't do it, or two say he did it and he claims he didn't do it. The first case, it just says he ate chalev. So we're missing two things. Number one, we're missing, is Amrulo really two people or is it one person? And number two, what's his reaction? So in each explanation, it's going to be polar opposites, okay? It's going to be either two or one, and either he denied or he agreed, or he was silent. Okay, so the Gemara started with, let's say it's two, right? And then if they basically said we have a problem. If it's that he's silent, right, then that's the basic case of Eid Echad Omer, Achal V'Homer Lo Achalti. So obviously then, if he's going to be, if he's shatak, right, there it's obvious that he's going to be chayav. So therefore, it must be, there's no reason to tell us that case. So it must be he's makrish, he denies. But the problem is that the fourth case in the Mishnah was where two say you ate and he denied. So it's the exact same thing. And there they say it's a machloket. So the Gemara answers, that's what it's coming to say. The first line of this Mishnah, now in the fourth case, they say, oh yeah, by the way, the first case is a machloket. And for the first case where we said chayav, it's really only Rabbi Meir and Chachamim disagree. By the way, that could be understood in the sense that the Mishnah was built in Shlavim, you know, and that sometimes the Mishnah has an earlier section and a section that was put in later. Maybe that section was in first, and then later they said, by the way, there's a machloket here. Okay, the second option, okay, we started with saying it's Amrulo really is one, and we brought the Mishnah Yevamo to prove it, that sometimes Amrulo is one, like the case where the woman goes by one aid and she remarries, right? One aid in the Beit Din, but if it was done with two aidim, she wouldn't have to be Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh, but if it was with one aid, she'd have to be. But there it says Amrula. They said to her that her husband was dead. So there we see it's one aid, so therefore it must be here one aid. Okay, so let's pick up from there. We're going to start with Okay, so now we're about 7-8 lines from the bottom. V'hachinami dekatane amru lo mashma afilu eid echad. V'hu. Okay, so there's eid echad v'hu. So now, v'hu maika amar. Now again, we have the question. So what's his response to this eid echad? Ilema dekamachishle, if he denies the testimony, mimaite, does he bring a korban? No, he doesn't bring a korban. V'hakatani mitziata, we already know, right? That would contradict, forget about it, saying something that was already said. It would totally contradict the middle. Eid echad omer achal, v'hu omer lo achalti patur. Ela deshatik, if you want to say he was silent, well, since the middle case, what was the case they brought in the middle of the Mishnah? The one we just quoted. One says he ate, and the other one, and he says he didn't eat. So he's patur. But what does it sound like from there? Shmamina, eid echad omer b'chule, tama dikamachishle. The reason is because he contradicts him, and that's why he doesn't bring it. Aval shatik mishtak chayav. But if he was silent, he'd be chayav, which means, again, just like we said before, that case number three, where he says, eid echad omer achal, and he says, lo achalti, you'd be patur, it would be obvious from there that if he was silent when the one aid came, he'd be chayav. So again, you don't need that to tell you. So now they say, la'olam de'lo makishle. Really, that is the case. Okay, again, going back to Amrulo is one. They said, one person said, you ate chalef. He denies it. He's silent. He doesn't respond. He's chayav. So now we have to explain, why do you have to say that, though, if the third line already means that? V'hachi katane. Amrulo achalta chalef maybe chatat. The first line says, if they said a chata chelev, he has to bring a chatat if he was silent. But we don't really know that it's silent because the Mishnah didn't tell us. So again, you'd have to assume that the Mishnah was built in stages, because otherwise, you could have just said, it should have said so in the beginning. But then, later, they say, by the way, Bamed Barim Amurim, what was that case talking about? This is the exact same type of answer as the first one. It's that, right, the first answer was, Well, now we're telling you, by the way, that's only Rabbi Meir, but Chachamim disagree. Now we're saying, by the way, what was the case there? Because you didn't specify. Ah, the case was he was silent. Avam makhish le patur. But if he denied it, he'd be exempt. Okay, so again, you have the Mishnah started out. Amrul al chazachela mevi chatat. It's missing information. The third case in the Mishnah is coming to tell you, by the way, that means what we talked about earlier was when he is silent. But if he denied it, he would be patur. Okay, and that's how we read it. So now the Gemara asks a question about this case. How do we know, according to this version, that if one person says Yuechelev, and even according to the other version, we'd have this question, because the other version would also infer that from the third case, okay, that if he's silent, he doesn't bring he brings a korban. Okay, how do we know that? Ditanu Rabbana says in the following braita like this. Oho da'elav chatato. Now, what's strange in that pasuk? Right? What does it mean, oho da'elav chatato? It becomes known to him that he sinned. Now, it could have just said, hoda chatato. His sin becomes known. Why does it say elav? So what did they learn from that? Velo shiyudiuhu achirim. No one else can tell him. He has to say it himself. He has to figure it out himself. And figure it out on his own and not that people told him. But then they say, wait a minute. But yachola filu ema kisham. But maybe it's not just, that's giving one option. But maybe it's not just that people told him. Maybe it's not just that he figures it out on his own. Maybe someone told him and he doesn't deny it. Maybe that would also be chayav, which is our case. Where do we learn that from? Talmud lamar, o hoda elav mikol makom. Hoda is passive. It becomes known to him. So the to him sounds like he has to do it, but the becomes known to him sounds like it could happen by others. And therefore they say it must be that people can tell him and he doesn't deny it. Now, b'mayaskinan, how many people have to tell him? Right, this is the whole question, right? We're trying to prove, what are we trying to prove? One aid, right? Eid echad, and, right, he's shotek, he's silent. That's what we want to prove. So this right now tells us he's shotek, it works, but it didn't yet tell us how many people claimed he did it in order for him to be chayav a korban. You might have thought, like other things in halacha, it's shnei edim. So ilem abitrein, if it's shnei edim, trein ve'em makishan, krabai, do you need a drasha from the pasuk to tell you that if two people say something and you don't deny it, you're chayav? Of course you're chayav. That's like anything in the Torah, two edim. Of course you'd be chayav in that case. El alav, right? The only case where maybe you aren't and there's a machloket is if two people say it and you deny it. But if you don't deny it, then obviously we're going to assume you're chayav. And therefore, this drasha must be right. Again, the whole assumption is, well, if it's obvious, then you don't need a drasha from the pasuk to say so. So therefore, el alav, this drasha must be bichad. The braita must be talking about when there's only one aid. And notice what it says, v'katane. And it says it there in the braita, ki em makishan meheman. And therefore, Shema Amina, that's where we learn this halacha, that if one witness comes and you don't deny it, you're going to be chayav. Okay, now we're getting back to this machloka, Rabbi Meir v'chachamim. Okay, Rabbi Meir said we're going to see this even a third opinion, and we're going to try to figure out what is really chachamim hold? Like, what's the basis of their claim? So if we look in the Mishnah, before we go on, again, we have a case, two people say you did it, right? Two come against him, and he is machish, he denies it. Okay, so now, he denies the claim. So, he denies the claim against two edim. Rabbi Meir says, well look, if two edim can mechayev you death, obviously two edim can mechayev you a korban. Comes Chachamim and they say, no, 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 you're patur. Why? So in our Mishnah they said, ma'im yirtze lomar mezid hayiti, patur. We generally call that amigo. It means that if he wanted, he could have had a better claim. He didn't have to totally deny them. They said, achalta. He said, lo achalti. Now, if he wanted to say a better claim, what could he have said? And what does it mean, a better claim? A better claim means he wanted to be exempt from the korban, but it's never good when you totally deny what the witness has said. So he could have said, well, you're right, I ate, but I ate on purpose. Okay? Intentionally. Well, if you eat intentionally, you can't bring a korban chatat. You could get karet, but you'd say, well, who cares? For him, he knows he didn't do it, let's say, right? This is just why is he believed? Because if he really wanted to lie, he would have lied and said, I ate it amazed. In terms of God and the karet, well, he's lying, and God knows he's lying. God knows he didn't do it. He wouldn't get karet. So he would do it. Now, this, by the way, is why people say Rabbi Meir doesn't go for this. Because why? Ein adam osim atzmo rasha. If you remember, we've learned that. You don't want to make yourself look bad. So we don't really think he has an ego here, because we don't really think it's an option for the person to have said, I did it on purpose. Because people don't like to say, I did things wrong on purpose. It's, even if there's no ramifications, still, they'd rather not say that. So that's why Rabbi Meir doesn't believe the ego.
You're also making quite a judgment that he doesn't care about Kari. That doesn't seem fair either.
No, it's not that he doesn't care about Kari, because he won't get Kari, because he didn't actually do it. Kari is between him and God. Whatever he claims in court is not going to be held in the court above. Uh-huh. God will give him Kari if he actually did it. So he didn't really do it.
And the two witnesses lie.
He knows for sure that he did it.
Or they think it on
my back, I did it intentionally.
Right, so the question is, can we trust his statement? Because if he wanted to, he could have had a better lie. Now, why is it a better lie? It's just a better lie, because he wouldn't have to deny what the witnesses said. He could say, you're right, but you missed something important, right? And you ignore the fact you didn't know. Now, why is it easy to claim that? Because who knows what his intention was or not? No one can ever know. Did he do it shogeg or mazid? That's something only he knows. So again, Rabbi Meir doesn't want to hold by that migo, because Rabbi Meir says, you know, I don't think anyone would be mesim atzmo rasha and say I did something mazid, even if there's no ramification. But Chachamim say Migo. It sounds like Migo is their claim. But now the Gemara asks, I'm not so sure that Migo is Chachamim's claim. Ibailu, my time de Rabbanan. What's the reason? Is it Mishum de Adam ne'eman al atzmo yoter mimea ish? Is it because we trust a person when it comes to himself more than 100 people? Now, this is a very strange thing. Generally, we say Adam karov etzal atzmo, right? And we don't trust someone when it comes to testifying about himself. But here, it's different. Why is it different here? This is very interesting. What are we mechayev him here? Are we mechayev him, is he going to get malkot? Is he going to get mitah or something? No. What's he going to get if he tells the truth? Right? If he brings the korban, he's going to get kapara. Now, there's an assumption by chachamim, everybody wants kapara if you did something wrong, right? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to be atoned? Okay, it's a little bit of a financial, you have to spend some money, but it's not the biggest deal. And you want the atonement. And therefore, to Chachamim say that basically when it comes to an issue like this, he's clearly going to be believed. Because he obviously is out for his own best sake, which is if he gets the atonement, he brings the korban, he'll get atonement for what he did. So therefore, if he claims, I didn't do it, then maybe we really believe him, because otherwise wouldn't he want the atonement? So is that the reason? O Dilma Mishum de Amrina Nigo de Ibaya Mar Mezidayiti Patur. Or is it because it's of amigo? Because again, he could have had a better claim, and therefore, since he could have said Mezidayiti, therefore, right, and get exempt, therefore we believe him when he says Lo Achalti. So therefore, Ki Amar Nami Lo Achalti. So since then he would say Lo Achalti, and he didn't say the better claim, Achalti but Mezidayiti, Meheman Upatur. So before the Gemara tries to answer the question, the Gemara asks a good question, which is, Ummai Nafkamino, what's the difference? Who cares whether he says it's because Ein Adam, you know, Adam is Ne'aman al Atzmo, Yoter Mimea Ish when it comes to a korban, or is it because of amigo? So they answer, what's the Nafkamina? L'mifshat mine l'tuma. It's to be able to say that we would apply the same rules to a case of tuma. Why? Okay, if you say that people are always believed, now what happens with tuma? What do they say? They say you were tameh and you went into the mikdash and you were shogeg. So now, if you say that it's based on whenever it comes to a korban, right? Because what do you have to do in that case? You have to bring a korban chatat. Whenever it comes to a korban, we're going to believe someone. Therefore, we'll believe him no matter what, because he always would want kapara, and therefore he must not be lying when he says lo nitmeiti. Okay, now we're going to change it to, right? They said nitmeita, and he said lo nitmeiti. Okay, lo nitmeiti. So now, if we say we always believe someone when it comes to a korban, because obviously they want to get a tuma, the chachamim would say the same thing here, whether it's tuma chadasha, whether it's tuma yishana. What's tuma chadasha, tuma yishana? Tuma chadasha means today, if they said today you became tameh, and now you're in the mikdash, and look, you know, you came tameh to the mikdash, or tuma yishana is yesterday you were tameh, and you went into the mikdash today. Okay, now, what's the difference? Well, the difference is, right, so for this case, there's no difference. Tuma chadasha, tuma yishana, it doesn't make a difference. If he says lo nitmeiti, if we say he's believed no matter what, then he's believed. But if we go by the migo, there's going to be a difference. We'll see why in a minute. Okay, if you remember, how does tumah work? You become tameh, you can go to the mikveh that day, but only at Harav Shemesh, at the end of the day, do you become tahor. Okay? No, the chusar kapara is only if you're a zav, if you had a 7-day process, and then you still have to bring a korban. That's something different. Here we're just talking about regular tumah. Okay, so now, why will there be a difference? So let's read. So if you're going to say the reason is amigo, they would agree when it comes to tumah yeshana that there's amigo. There wouldn't be a migo claim in a tumah chadasha case. Why? My time a tumah yeshana. What's the reason for tumah yeshana? Why amigo would work? Migo di by amar tavalti patur. He could have said what? He could have said, I went to the mikvah already. Right? When it's, if he was tummy today, his having gone to the mikvah already won't help him. Because only when at the end of the day will he be tahor. Mm-hmm. But if he went, yes, if he was tummy yesterday, he could claim, I went to the mikvah yesterday. You're right, I was tummy, but I went to the mikvah. Now here, they add a little part to the migo that a migo really only works to say, okay, now here, we have to change our migo a little. Last time we said, he's believed to say lo achalti because he could have said achalti b'mezid. Now, what does that mean? That means he could say that when I said lo achalti, what I meant was lo achalti shogeg, but I was mezid. So now if you say lo nitmeti, if it was tumah yeshana, what could he say? So when I said lo nitmeti, what did I really mean? Lo, well, lo, here, we'll read it inside. They say it like this. Lo amadati betumati elatavalti. Not, I didn't really mean I hadn't become tameh. You're right, I did become tameh. But I didn't stay tameh. I went to the mikvah already. Aval tumah chadasha mechayev. Okay, but tumah chadasha, he would be chayav my time. Dechi amar nami tavalti mechayev. Because even if he says tavalti, he'd still be chayav because it doesn't help him. Because the Edim will say, Hashan itmeta. In other words, I don't care that you went to the mikvah, you got tameh today. So it doesn't matter. If you tell me you went to the mikvah yesterday, that's not going to help you for your tumah of today. Okay, so that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is, and I'll just say it in very simple language, if we go with the migo might not apply in all cases. Right? If we go by, whenever there's a chi of korban, we're always going to believe the person, because he'll always want kapara, well then, well, you know, that will be across the board. Anytime there's a chi of korban. So my, what's the answer? So to get the answer, we're going to bring two different sources. The first one we're going to reject. The second one we're going to keep. Tashma. So now we're going to bring a braita, none other than our case that we're looking for, the nafkamina case, the case of tumah. Amar lo ed achad. One ed says nitmeta. V'hu omer lo nitmeti. Patur. Okay, so if he says, I wasn't tameh, he's patur. Yachol afilu shnayim, you might have thought, even if two witnesses come, that's exactly our case that we want to know. Amar Rabbi Meir, kavachomer, im yivi'u shnayim lemita chamura, lo yivi'u lidei korban akal. The chachamim omrim, adam ne'eman al atzmo yoter mimea ish. Ha, notice what lashon chachamim use here. Right now, we don't know if it's tumah chadasha or tumah yeshana, but notice what he says. He says exactly what we were wondering. Does he hold that? He holds that adam ne'eman al atzmo yoter mimea ish. So therefore, Shmamina sounds from here the Tamayu de Rabbanam Mishum de Amre Adam Ne'eman al Atzmo Yoter Mimea Ish. Okay, and therefore he'd be believed even in Tumah Chadasha. So Amar Rabbi Me'ami, you can't learn it from here. Why? La'olam Tamayu de Rabbanam Mishum de Amre Amigo. It's really because he's believed by Amigo. V'hachi Katani, this is what the Braita means. Mitoch she'im ratza lomar lo amadati betumati patur, since he could have said and explained that lo nitmeti means I didn't continue to be tameh, but I went to the mikveh and he be patur. Hilkach ne adam ne'eman al atzmo yoter mimea ish. What is he basically saying? The two are interchangeable. The migo causes the ne'emanut. The ne'emanut is not because we assume anybody would always want kapara. The ne'emanut, the reason we trust him, yoter mimea edim, is because of his migo. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. Well, now they say, if that's the case, then ihachi hainu chelev. This is a bit of a strange question. What they want to say is, this braita then is unnecessary because you could have learned the law and the braita from our Mishnah. That if it's really a migo, well, then our Mishnah says migo, and then you wouldn't have even needed to say so because it would be obvious. Why is it a bit of a strange question? Because Mishnayot and Braita weren't written in the same place and at the same time necessarily in the same time period. But the fact that there's a Braita and there's also a Mishnah, they both... We see this question a lot, especially when it comes to Mishnayot. We say, why did you say the Mishnah here when we have a Mishnah there that says the exact same thing? Mishnah, you could say, okay, it was a book, they put it together. Why would they have put in two of the same thing? But when it's a Braita, which is something that never made it into the Mishnah or any other book, and it's just a source that they would quote, it's a little hard to say why would they... Oftentimes we see Braita that say the exact same thing as the Mishnayot. It's a bit of a strange question, but I guess they want to just get down to, you know, further to the differences. So they say, isn't this the same thing as Chelev then? They want to just tell you that there's a bigger chidush here. Because ma'u detema achalti chelev kamateritz dibure, lo achalti shogeg ela mezid. In the chelev case, you might have said it's very easy for him to change what he said and reinterpret and say, oh, well, what I really meant when I said lo achalti was I didn't eat it shogeg, like you claimed I ate it intentionally. But aval nitzmeita, v'hu omer lo nitzmeiti, ema lo kamateritz dibure. It's already a little more distant to say lo nitzmeiti means I didn't continue to remain tameh, but I went to the mikvah. That's a bit more of a stretch, and you might have thought Chachamim would say we don't hold that way. Kamash malan hachanami, that comes to teach you that even here we say lo amaditi b'tumati aval tavalti. The Chachamim do hold by the migo here, and that would be the chiddush of that braita, and therefore the braita could be understood in both ways. It could be understood like the simple pshat of the braita that people are always believed when it comes to these things, or it could be understood, no, he's believed because of the migo, and the chiddush is that even though it's not the most obvious migo, we still believe him in this case. Okay, it's a little more of a stretch. Okay, so let's try our next source. From our next source, we're actually going to get to the answer. Tashma, vihit vada. Okay, the pasuk says, by the korban chatat, vayaki yasham lacha me'ela, this is by the olevi yored. If you do one of the following things, vihit vada asher chatala. What's vihit vada? Vidui, you admit to it. Okay, so, modeh b'dvarim chayav, ein modeh b'dvarim patur. So what does it say, right? Only if you admit to it are you chayav a korban. If you don't admit to it, you're patur. Amar lo ed achad nitmeita, v'hu omer lo nitmeiti, patur. So if one egg comes according to this and says you're tameh, and you deny it, and you say, no, I wasn't, then you're patur. Okay, here we're talking about tumah also. Okay, and you say, I wasn't tameh, you're patur. Yachol afilu shnayim makishim, that's right, just like in our Mishnah, there's this machloket. Here we're going to see there's a three-way machloket. Okay, you can see the chart at the bottom of your sheet also that I prepared. So even if two deny, what would be the case? Amar Rabbi Meir, im yivu shnayim lidei mitach hamura, lo yivu lidei korban akal. Okay, we've already seen this a bunch of times. Right, kav chomer. If two witnesses could be mechayev yimavet, obviously they can be mechayev korban. So you're chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here we have a new opinion. We didn't see Rabbi Yehuda before. Ne'eman adam al atzmo yoter mimea ish. Okay, when it comes to korban, people are always believed. But notice, this is in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda, in which case, bechalavim, if it comes to eating chalev, like our Mishnah, which we know they agree, that you're ne'eman, ubebiyat mikdash, and if you came to the mikdash tameh, aval betuma, but if you were tameh and you ate kodshim, right, they claimed you ate kodshim when you were tameh, lo module. Okay, they don't agree. Now, what does this show you? Right? We're going to see. Let's read inside. Aval b'mayaskina. So now, what's the case of tumah? Ilei ma b'tumah yeshana. If it's tumah yeshana, maishna chalavim ubiyat mikdash, demodule. What's the difference that there they agree with Rabbi Yehuda and here they wouldn't? It must be they would. Why? In those cases of chalav ubiyat mikdash, what could he say? Dimratza yomar mezid hayiti. He could say, right, when I said I didn't go to the mikdash, right, what I meant was I didn't go to the mikdash shogeg, I went mezid, or I didn't eat the chelev, I ate it mezid. So therefore, tumi yeshana nami mitaritz dibure. Also by tumi yeshana, you could say, dimratza yomar lo amaditi betumati ela tavalti. So it can't be talking about tumi yeshana. Okay, the truth is we really have the answer before we even go on. The point here is that the Chachamim only agree with Rabbi Yehuda in certain cases and not others, which means what? It's obvious then the Chachamim don't think that whenever it comes to Korban, a person's not Ne'eman. I'm sorry, a person is Ne'eman when it comes to Korban because he always wants Kapara, because here he distinguishes. So the distinction must be that in some cases you can make a Migo and in other cases you can't. Okay? That must be the distinction. So now the Gemara says, assuming that's the distinction, which it must be. So it must not be talking about Tumah Yeshana because there's a Migo in Tumah Yeshana. So even though it says Tumah generally here, it must only mean Tumah Chadasha like we explained before. But Ravina is going to say, no, actually, you could still say the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Tumah Yeshana. Why? I'm a Ravina. Lo olam b'Tumah Yeshana. U'kigon de'amri le'edim. The case would be like this. Edim came and said, Achalta kodashim b'Tumah Taguf. You ate kodshim while your body was tameh. V'hu amar lahon lo nitmeti. And he said, no, I wasn't tameh. Now, here we're going to learn that there's an additional ramification if he was tameh and he ate kodshim. Why? Because dehacha lo mitaritz dibure, he can't in this case be mitaritz dibure. Deleka lememar lo amadati b'tumah aval tavalti, he can't say in this case, I didn't stay tameh, but I actually went to the mikvah. Why? Okay, we don't yet know why. Because until now, everything we learned, theoretically, he could say that, right? But there's something else here that we're not realizing. My amar lahon, what could he say to them? Tavalti ve'achalti, right? I was tovel, and then I ate the kodshim. But ki amar lahon hachi, it kechish le dibure kama mia b'tum at maga'o. He actually is contradicting what he said earlier, because what happens. What he's saying is, you're right. First he said, I wasn't tameh. But what's the issue here? The issue is that, okay, he says, let's see, there's yesterday, and then there's today. So, they said you were tameh here. He says, I was never tameh. Then he comes and he reinterprets, he said, oh no, what I meant was, I was tameh, but I was tovel, and therefore today I'm tahor, but yesterday I was tameh. You know, if he says, yesterday I was tameh, what's the problem? He touched all sorts of other things, and everything else he touched is now going to be tameh. So there's other ramifications that he's not going to want to do that, because he's going to mess up all the food in his house, or all, you know, whatever it might be. So he's not going to want to do that, so therefore, it's not a good migo. Okay? So it comes and he says, when it comes to tumah of that type, it's not a good migo. And therefore, again, this is clear, the chachamim hold by migo, and not that everyone's always believed when it comes to a korban. And he distinguishes between even tumah yeshana, and rather than the other things, because when it comes to eating chalev, or going into the mikdash, it's not the issue of what did he eat before, right? And what did he touch before? What did he come in contact with? Okay, well here the issue is, what did he come in contact with? Okay, now we're going to have psikat halacha here. I'm Rav Nachman, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. We actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He's believed in all three cases. I'm Rav Yosef, but now Rav Yosef comes and limits. And he says, lo, and this is fascinating in my mind, how this works. Because it's all about how much can we trust a person. So the whole idea was, we trusted him for what? Right? We trusted him to say that he's not chayav a korban. Okay? So Rav Yosef, now here, even if, let's say, in doing this, there might be all these things he touched that theoretically should be tameh, right? From yesterday, whatever he touched yesterday, right? And he's believed to say lo nitmeti, even though theoretically maybe what he meant was nitmeti, right? I was tameh but tavalti. So Rav Yosef comes and limits and says lo amara ela beino levein atzmo u leatzmo. It's only things he does in secret that nobody sees, because if people see, the point is we believe him 100%. He says I was never tameh, even though two witnesses came and said he was tameh. So now we have a problem, because what does everybody know about? Everybody knows the two witnesses came and says he was tameh. So when they see him eating, let's say kodshim that he came in contact with, they'll say, oh my God, but two witnesses said he was tameh, they might be mizalzel b'achilat kodashim b'tumah. They might think, oh, maybe it's not such a big deal. So because of the Marat Ayin issue, we only allow him to do it in the privacy of his own house where no one will see. By the way, they add the Mepreshim asked, I don't know if you know this, but many times when they say Marat Ayin, they say even b'chadrei chadarim is asur. In other words, even though theoretically it's a Marat Ayin issue, we don't even allow it in the privacy of your own home. But in this case, they don't. They allow him to do it at home. And it's only latzmo. We only believe, this is fascinating, we only believe him for affecting himself. So he can eat those kodshim, but he can't feed them to anybody else. Because his trust is only klepei atzmo. Because we only trust him that he's not going to, we say like this, we believe you as long as you're willing to do it. But we won't let you, it's like eating poison, right? Like taste the food, so no. But it's not, even once he eats it, we don't even allow it to other people. We only allow him klepei atzmo. That's it. Okay, he can't feed it to anybody else. It's very interesting. Okay, so as long as it doesn't, because the idea is we don't want it to affect other people, because maybe he's really not believed. If he wants it, it's like this. If he wants to take the chance, then we let him take the chance. But we're not letting him potentially mess up anybody else. So we don't actually fully believe him. It's a very interesting case here. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. Modeh Rabbi Meir l'chachamim. Ah, now all of a sudden we're going to see three cases where even Rabbi Meir agrees with chachamim. Okay, if you remember, what did we say about Rabbi Meir? And this is going to be why he agrees in these three cases. Rabbi Meir said, we don't believe that he could have said Mezid Hayiti because that's going to make him look bad. But what if it doesn't make him look bad what he could have said? Then Rabbi Meir will believe there's a Migo. So according to Reish Lakish, we're going to have different people say different cases. Rabbi Meir would agree with Chachamim, she'im amru lo shnayim ba'alta shipcha harufa. Okay, they said you slept with this espoused maidservant, right? The one who was nechref elish, whatever that means, right? We saw all the different interpretations. V'hu omer lo ba'alti, and he said, I didn't sleep with her. Mehema di'bay amar lahon lo gamarti biati. He could have said, I didn't finish. Remember, you're only chayav on gmar bia. If he just goes in and then leaves immediately before finishing sexual relations, then he's not chayav. So he could have said, again, he could have had a better argument, lo gamarti biati, which doesn't make him look any worse than they said. It's not like, oh, I wasn't shogig, I was mazid. Right? Mazid is worse. But this is better. It's saying, oh, well, you're right, I was with her, but I wasn't with her as much as you said, and I'm not chayav. Amar of Sheshet, Moda Rabbi Meir l'chachamim benazir tameh, shamru lo shnayim nitmeta. Or it's really benazir. It shouldn't be nazir tameh. The different nuskha would say just nazir. In the case of a nazir, if they say, two people said nitmeta, you became tameh when you were a nazir. And he says, lo nitmeti, he's patur. Why is he patur? We believe him. Di bai amar, again, what are the ramifications of nizirut? Korbanot. So it's the same thing, right? He doesn't get punished or anything. He just has to bring korbanot. So we assume, again, that if he really was tameh, he'd want to get the atonement. So if he says lo nitmeti, he's patur. Why? What could he have done if he really wanted to get out of it? Di bai amar, nishalti al nizirui. He could have said, you're right, I was a nazir, and I was nitma, but in between the time I took upon my nizirut and I became tameh lamet, I went to a chacham, which you can do, if you remember, in the laws of nedarim, and nazir is just a type of neder. And I went to a chacham, and I got him to undo my nizirut. So again, he has a better claim, because he has a better claim, and that claim doesn't make him look bad, right? I mean, maybe a little bad, why were you undoing your nizirut? You can undo it, yeah. Chacham can undo nizirut, it's just a neder, right? Ki yafli lindor neder nazir, right? Lazir la'ashem, or I don't remember the exact words, but it's a neder.
Like other vows, a valid nizirut can be annulled by a sage or panel of three competent things.
Yeah, it's just like a neder. So Amar Abaye, a third, Moda Rabbi Meir l'chachamim, shemamru lo shnayim, yodea ata be'edut ploni. Two people come and say, you know testimony, remember, that's one of the Olevi Yored, if you claim you don't know testimony, and you really do. So they say you know testimony for this person. B'huam re'lo yadati. Here's an interesting one. Patur di'ibai amar lo nitkavanti le'edut. He could say, how do you know somebody saw something? You saw them at the place of the crime, let's say, or at the scene of the transaction. Just because they're there doesn't mean they were paying attention. Doesn't mean they remember what happened. Doesn't mean, right? He says, I was there, but I wasn't paying attention to what was going on, so I can't testify because I don't really know the details. I wasn't looking. Okay? This is all about, right, what's going on in people's head. Was I shogeg? Was I mazid? Was I looking? Was I not looking? It's true, I was there, but it doesn't mean anything. It's very interesting. Okay. That's the end of this whole section. Now we're moving on to the end of the Mishnah. Okay? Let's just read the Mishnah inside for a minute from yesterday's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Achal chelev v'chelev behelem achat eino chayav. Remember, if you eat two pieces of chelev, right, two kezetim of chelev, but you didn't realize chelev was asur, you didn't realize it was chelev until after you ate both, you're only chayav one. But if you ate chelev dam pigol benotar behelem achat, if you did both chelev dam, pigol and notar all with one lack of knowledge, chayav akol echad v'echad, you have to bring a separate korban. Zeh chomer b'minim harbe mimin echad, right, in that way, many minim is more chomer from min echad, and chomer echad b'minim harbe. Right, there's one case where min echad is worse than minim harbe, which is if you ate a chatzi zayit of chelev and then you ate another chatzi zayit and then only afterwards did you find that it was aser, you're chayav. Where it's mitztaref is what we call them. They join together. But if you ate a chatzi zayit of dam and then a chatzi zayit of chelev, they don't join together. Even it's helem echad. So now we're going to go into those details. So achal chelev chelev behelem echad. So first you're only chayav el echad. Matkifle Rabbi Zera. Okay, I also charted this out on the sheet. You can see where the flow is. Rabbi Zera questions. Amayinu chayav ela chatat achad. V'ha shnei zeitei chelav achal. Why are you only chayav chatat achad if you ate two kezayits? Each kezayit, you're chayav a korban. Amar le'abaye, this is an obvious answer because we already learned this. Halamot mechulakot. V'ha chayale mechadhu. The korban is only distinguished if there's separate lack of knowledges, right? And here, you only got told at the end after you ate them both, and therefore it's all together. Okay. Some people said that Matkif La Rabbi Zera wasn't what we said. It was a different question he asked. Tama de Hele Machat. Habishtelamot Chayav Shtayim. It sounds like Hele Machat. You're only Chayav, right? You're Chayav one. But Shtelamot, you be Chayav Shtayim. Amai. Shem Chelev Achadu. Theoretically, if you ate Chelev, and then you find out it was Usher, you know, you didn't know. And then you ate Chelev again, and then you find out it was Usher. Theoretically, right, this is the exact opposite of what we said a minute ago, theoretically, one might think, altogether, you have Isur Chelev. What's the difference if you found out twice? But who cares? It's still one name. So Amar le'Abaye, halamot mechulakim. And then Abaye answers, no. Davka halamot separates it. Last time we said halamot separates it to say if there's only one halam, it's going to be together. Here we're saying halamot separate, and that's why you get two separate chiyuvim. Achal chelev adam v'pigo v'notar chayav. Okay, now we're really going to be focusing on the min echad and the shnei minim and the difference, the min echad that we're going to say half a zayit of chelev and half a zayit of chelev are mitzdarich, but half a zayit of chelev and half a zayit of dam are not mitzdarich. So, mimin echad chayav, so you're going to be chayav on chatzi chetzi, and then you find out. So the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that pretty obvious? So, amar Rish Lakish, mishum bar tutini, kigon sha'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin, va'aliba de Rabbi Yoshua. The case is where you ate a chatzi zayit cooked and a chatzi zayit roasted. Remember we saw that Rabbi Yoshua distinguishes between those two? Da'amar tamchuyin mechulakim. Now, here we're going to say that the chatzi zayit cooked and the chatzi zayit roasted are going to be mitzarev. Now, this is strange. Rabbi Yoshua said tamchuyim mechulakim. But now what do they say? Ma'u detema ki amar Rabbi Yoshua the tamchuyim mechulakim lo shna lekula v'lo shna lechumra. Last time it was a chumra. It was to say that if you ate a chelev roasted, a whole zayit, and a whole chelev of chelev cooked, you're going to have to bring a separate korban on each one. That was a chumra. Now here, if we'd say the tamchuyim mechulakim, what would it be? It would be a kula. Because your chatzi zayit and your chatzi zayit can't join because they're two different things. So if you'd say that Rabbi Yoshua would say bein lekula bein lechumra, he would say your chatzi zayit of chelev, of cooked, does not join with your chatzi zayit of chelev of roasted, and in this case you wouldn't have to bring a korban. Kamash v'lan, therefore, why does the Mishnah tell us, mimin echad chayav, to teach you, de chayav. Amar lechumra amar lekula lo amar. And it's to teach you that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say it lekula, he only says it lechumra. So in this case, you'd be chayav. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah according to this interpretation. Ika da amar, okay, a different version of this whole thing is, al seifa, this whole discussion was actually said about the seifa. When it says, mishne minim patur, if you ate half a zayit of chelev and half a zayit of dam, you're patur. So again, the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that obvious? Of course they can't join. It's two separate isurim. Why would you even think they could join? So Amar Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutini. Again, this is the other version of what he said. Kigon sha'achlu b'shnei tamchuyim. Alibid Rabbi Yeshua Damar tamchuyim b'chulakim. It's a case where you ate a chatzi zayit. Now, here what it's talking about is shnei minim is not, according to this answer, shnei minim is not what you thought, dam and chelev. You didn't need a chatzi zayit dam, a chatzi zayit chelev. You're right. That's totally obvious. When it says shnei minim, it means cooked, roasted. Okay? And the chiddush here is cooked and roasted, according to this then, what does it say in the Mishnah? Shnei minim, ein mitzdarfim. So now we're going to have the exact opposite conclusion of what we said a minute ago. Okay? Because shnei minim, ein mitzdarfim, that means cooked and roasted chelev don't join together. Chatzi zayit of each don't go. Which means that Rabbi Yoshua, Dafka says it, lekula also. So it's going to be the exact opposite. So, ma'u detema, okay, sorry, va'aliba de Rabbi Yoshua, da'amar tanchuyim mechulakim, and it goes according to Rabbi Yoshua, it says generally, we do separate them. De ma'u detema, ki amar Rabbi Yoshua, lechumra amar, lekula lo amar. You might have thought he only says it lechumra, and therefore here we be machmir also. Kamash malam mishne minim patur, mi'i, my mishne minim, what is mishne minim? It really means mimin echad. So now they're going to question and say, wait a minute. How could you say Shnei Minim is Min Echad? Right? You're basically saying Shnei Minim is Chelev and Chelev, just cooked and roasted. Right? V'amai Kari Le Shnei Minim. The answer is Mishum Dachlo B'Shnei Ptam Chuyim. Right? Now they're called Shnei Minim, not because they're done with Chelev, but because it's Chelev cooked, Chelev roasted. V'katani Patur, Alma, and what does it say, Patur? Alma Lo Shna L'Kula V'Lo Shna L'Chumra. Okay, therefore it means Rabbi Yoshua would be Mekel also. Ka'amar Rabbi Yoshua. So now they say, wait a minute. According to this interpretation, b'deseifa min echad v'shnei tamchuyim, right? Since now, this case we're saying, shnei minim ein mitzterfim is chelev, chelev, cooked, roasted, right? One min, two tamchuyim. So reisha, when it says min echad, what must it mean? Min echad v'tamchuy echad. If we go back and say that, what did it say? Chatzi zayach chelev, all behelem echad, you're chayav. Well, pshita, that's totally obvious. The minute, right, in the first interpretation, what did we say? It's not so obvious because one is cooked, one is roasted. Now you can't say one is cooked and one is roasted because we just said you're not chayav. So you'd have to say, right, that that's pshita. So how do we explain that according to this interpretation? Amaravina, kigon shai talo yitiyah bentayim. It must be that you did a chatzi zayit, then you realized, and then you did another chatzi zayit, and then you realized. Now, v'aliba derabban gamliel. We're now going to learn that there's actually a machloket about this. Let's go back. If you eat one chelev, a whole zayit of chelev, and then you find out, and then you eat another zayit of chelev, and then you find out, so you're obviously chayav two korbanot. But what if you ate a chatzi zayit, and then you found out, and a chatzi zayit, and then you found out? Would you look at that as two separate? Or do we say, since you didn't have a full shear for the first, we don't look at that idiyah in the middle, and we join them all together, and there's a machloket about it. So according to this, we're going to say there was a yediyah ben tayim, and we ignore the yediyah ben tayim because you didn't actually have a whole shiur of iser. And it goes according to Rabban Gamliel, da amar ein yediyah l'chatzi shiur. There's no such thing. This is also very interesting. For a yediyah, when it comes to this, no such thing as knowledge for less than a shiur. It's as if nothing, because you didn't have knowledge of anything of a full shiur. Ditznan, how do we know this? And they take a case of Shabbat. Hakotev shtei otiyot b'shtei halamot. You write, it's usher to write, how much do you have to write to be chayav a korban? Two letters. What if you write two letters, b'shnei halamot? Chat shacharit ve'chat arvit, right? And in the middle of each one, someone told you, you know it's usher to write on Shabbat? You say, oh, I didn't realize. Or you know what you did is really writing? You say, oh, I didn't realize this was considered writing. Okay, so, if you did that, you write, Rabban Gamliel mechayev, he's mechayev, because it's a chatzi shir, and he doesn't view the idea as anything. Bechachamim potrim, chachamim seyer pator. Rabban Gamliel savar ein yediya lechatzi shir. Berabanan savar yesh yediya lechatzi shir. So there's a machloket about it, and then according to that, our Mishnah would mean, when it says, min echad, your chayav, chatzi zayit, would have to go according to Rabban Gamliel, who would say, it means chatzi zayit with shnei halamot, that's the chidush, that the yediya in the middle doesn't count as anything. Okay, I guess we'll pick up with the new Mishnah tomorrow.
So are they assuming the person forgot?
Yeah, he forgot. How often is it that somebody reminds you of something and then you forget about it again? It happens. I mean, unlikely that in the same day, you know. Okay, but really when they're talking about halamot, they even mean over a span of time period. It's just as long as you haven't brought that korban, then, you know, you're still considered... Right, that's called Shnei Alamot, but you know, the question is, do you chive into korban or not? So, that we, why, in which case, it depends which case. Which case you lose the korban.
If you think if they have knowledge, they should be honest.
Right. And again, it's all a matter of how we view shiurim in halacha also. Like shiurim, how significantly we take them. Do we say it's really nothing if you haven't done? This is where, you know, it comes up by Yom Kippur. Right, chatzi shir aser min haTorah or not? Right, is it aser to eat less than a shir on Yom Kippur? Right, is it aser or not? How do we view chatzi shir? So that's why it's interesting in the context of that. Also, you would look at this machloket also. Is chatzi shir considered an entity or not for yediyah? You know, obviously yediyah is a whole separate thing. It's something.